Coming to you from cities all over the world, produced in Aotearoa, New Zealand, this is the Places for Good podcast. We bring you the designers, planners, and placemakers who shape the shared spaces of tomorrow, from stories of the past to visions for the future. We talk pride of place wherever you are. I'm your host, Boopsy Moran, and today we are now welcoming to the Real Play City Challenge series. This is where we're going to dedicate these episodes to talk about playful placemaking. Whether a community or city is experiencing the effects of conflict and displacement, facing the challenges of adapting to climate change, or struggling to create places that cater to diverse and varied needs from the local community, play can help cities overcome the most pressing global challenges in their local communities and neighborhoods. So for our first episode, we're going to welcome Viviana Cordero. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Boopsy. Thank you so much for hosting us and hosting this series.
So I was thinking you could introduce the challenge to us.
Yeah, well, the Real Play City Challenge is organized by the Real Play Coalition and Placemaking X. I am part of the organizing team with Placemaking X. And their idea of what we did this challenge, it started in 2020. And the reason why we did it is because urbanization is making play decrease. So one in five children actually mentioned that they don't have time to play.
Wow.
One of the reasons is also because they don't have the space to play. They cannot go outdoor so easily. Another reason is schooling, right? The schedules that are so tight. But the good part is that 70% of children spend their time in the neighborhoods. Like they still move around a specific scale in the city, right? So if we manage to design those neighborhoods in a way that provides space, time, and opportunity for children to play, it would be ideal for their development, because play is an essential right for humans, but also it's proven how it helps develop both the sensorial skills, cognitive skills, creative skills, social skills, and physical, of course. So it's part, it's an essential part of children's development while they grow up.
And so taking this all into account, what is your background in this project?
So I'm a placemaker myself, and I've worked with play very closely and with child-friendly cities. So when we started this challenge together with the Real Play Coalition, they are really looking to bring the message of play in urban planning, you know, to transform cities. And we are the ones also doing that on the field every day, right? Not only probably for children, maybe for everyone, but placemakers use creativity completely to transform spaces and to bring communities together. And if we want to focus on the well-being of children, we need to make sure that they can grow up with very close relationships, right? Both with their peers, but also with their caregivers. So the idea of bringing plays to the public space through placemaking as the main tool that can help us provide this time, place, and opportunity to play is what brought us together in order to do this challenge that ultimately seeks to award other people doing these type of places and spaces in their cities.
Okay, and so in 2020, you guys came together with placemaking, play, and you did a first edition. So tell me about what happened last time. Tell me what was the first edition. Yeah.
So it was an amazing edition. We looked for cities and placemakers that were trying to scale up their initiatives. So these were already proven initiatives that were using play with children in different contexts. And we had applications from all the continents in the world, except the Antarctica. And so we managed to really have six placemakers as winners and four cities, and showcase their examples as inspiring for other placemakers and cities to start introducing play. Because sometimes we talk play as this secondary need, But research shows us now that it's not a secondary need. It's crucial for our development. So we need to start introducing it as much as possible in the urban environments.
Oh, that's really a fantastic topic and marriage of two, place and play. So with the change to the second edition, I've noticed that you're talking about some themes coming through. So what are the themes for this second, the 2022 challenge?
Yeah, so in the second edition, we really want to focus on the main challenges that communities are facing and that the world is facing. So we want to showcase how play can help cities build that resilience around these challenges, but also overcome these challenges. So we are focusing on three different themes. So the first theme is places where play heals people. Mm-hmm. And this is because we are currently living moments of conflict. And by conflict, I mean it can be war, it can be displacement, but also conflict of division because of different ways of thinking that ultimately are portrayed, for instance, in a neighborhood and bring tension moments. So we look for inspiration and good examples of playful placemaking initiatives that make a difference for cities that are affected by this type of conflict, migration, and disaster. So think about a kid who is migrating against their will, right? And they go through very difficult moments of adapting. But if they have places to play, even in these difficult circumstances, they can build individual resilience, but also the resilience for the community. So this is how play can heal people in a way. Mm-hmm. So that's the first topic or theme. The second theme is about supporting climate action. So cities need to adjust their public spaces to beat heat stress, to prevent flooding, to improve biodiversity, to harvest rainwater, for instance. So we are all looking for investments that create opportunity to prevent climate change and to adapt and mitigate. So we can actually do this by providing play spaces as well. And play with nature, for instance, brings a whole different level of development for children when they're close to nature. So if we can really find tools and find cases where they've been doing this parallelly, then it really benefits both the people and the planet.
Yeah, and I guess with the climate change one, I heard when I interviewed a placemaker in Poland, they did the flooding rain gardens as a placemaking initiative. So I can see there'll be people all over the world with these type of scaled projects that can be applicants for this process and challenge.
Exactly. And for instance, when you're in the public space and you see water, it's normally natural for you to try to play with it, right? And for children especially. So these are two topics that can be really well combined. And in that sense, we can, you know, make a double use of the investments in the public space for these different objectives.
I see. So now I'm understanding it's not just placemaking, it's also play. Perfect. Great. And the third theme, how does that tie in?
And the third theme is places where play unites us all. So we are looking for inclusivity. It's very important that when we think about the public space, but also when we think about play, we want everybody to feel comfortable with it. Despite their different, conditions, whether it's disability, whether it's, you know, socioeconomical conditions, gender, sexual orientation, public spaces should be for everyone. And that means, for example, imagine a kid that, I don't know, has an attention disorder, for instance, or that has a level of autism. And they don't want to be in the typical football court where all children are yelling and it becomes overwhelming, right? They want to play with different sensorial elements, for example, in a public space. So how can we provide really public spaces that provide these play opportunities to develop all these different skills and to develop it for everyone, but also that it can maybe bring up this idea of Well, in an inclusive place, we can also connect, right? We can also be together, unite, despite all this difference, because when you're playing, you forget about everything else also. So this is why it becomes so important to think about this spectrum in the public space.
So your three themes for this challenge are places where play heals people, places where play supports climate action, and places where play unites us all. So I guess my question is, can someone apply and list all three, or should they just pick one and have a case? So if they have one project that does do all three, do they click all three, or do they try to, is it better for them to just pick one to fall under that is more encompassing of that particular play project?
It's a great question. Normally, when you apply, you should pick one, but the jury will analyze if you are, you know, you're included in more than one theme.
Okay,
so it is way possible, right, that you're doing something that it's for climate change, but also is very inclusive. So the jury will take that definitely into account. And you can apply also with more than one project, let's say. But if you do have a project that thinks that it's in two themes, it's okay if you just submit it for one, and we are considering the three themes.
We'll see if maybe, yeah, when they look at the whole breadth and they want an even spread, I can see that being an opportunity to give those different subjects their light. So who specifically can apply?
So there are two categories. One is for cities. So if you're a public servant, if you're a local government or municipality, right? And either whether you are a decision maker or a public servant, a local authority, or a public organization within the municipality, you can apply, and you can apply in the name of the city. And for that, well, both applications will need a very short form and a short video. But for cities, we also need the support of the municipality, right? And then the second category is urban practitioners. So organizations and individuals working in the urban arena. So urban planners, designers, architects, developers, placemakers, but also anyone in the community that is doing play and placemaking can apply. So those are the two categories, cities and urban practitioners.
And is there like a time deadline or a registration yet that people might know about?
So we launched the challenge yesterday at the World Urban Forum. It was actually a very nice session because also several case studies were presented and good practices. And it was also a bit of an interacting workshop. And we had Ethan Kent, who is the director of Placemaking X, launching officially the challenge. So applications are already open. You can go to a website and apply. And they will be open until 4th September 2022. But if you are not yet ready to apply, you can also register at the website today, and we will remind you during these different weeks what the deadline is.
Oh, that's good to know. So you can registering, some people have fear of clicking an application form, right? So registering will just put you through the system to get the reminders, and the application deadline isn't till September. So people have a bit of time to collect and learn more about the last challenge to see for our ideas. That's really great. And so why should people participate in the Global Real Play City Challenge?
So the Real Play City Challenge is a great opportunity to expand your horizon, to get noticed, and to increase the impact of your work. This is a global award that is going to be showcased in many different, very important spaces for urban planning. And of course, we're going to do a publication as well, where we will showcase the winners, because we want them to be the case studies for inspiration around the world. So we are constantly working on advocating for play and playful placemaking, and these winners will be the front page of this, right? Like that you really look to these examples and to replicate their good practices in different contexts. So I think the biggest win is to become part of this network of thought leaders that want to establish this joint force, you know, to advocate for play. That, of course, as I said, your project will be shared as a case study globally. But also, well, you will gain or you will win a few training sessions with the Real Play City Challenge partners, which I will mention now. The Real Play Coalition, it's a coalition by the LEGO Foundation, IKEA, National Geographic, UNICEF, and ARUP. And Placemaking X is a network of hundreds of global placemakers around the world. Representing the challenge is Wasipichanga and Stipo, but we are many more. And the idea is that we can have different sessions to accelerate or scaling up the projects with experts from the organizing partners.
So if people are really excited about this upcoming challenge, what are their main things to remember and their best next steps?
So, well, the first thing to remember is really to go to our website and look for the different themes, look for the last year's winners to have some inspiration. But ideally, you can already register now your interest. And as I said, we will send you a few reminders and tips. And also, we'll be doing several regional events and podcasts and webinars where you can already start seeing who is part of the network, good different studies around the world. So go to the website today, register your interest, say who you are, become part of the network. And the next step will be apply before September 4th and share it with anyone that you know is doing playful placemaking.
Well, that's great. Having you here today has been fantastic. And thank you for sharing with us the importance of play in building more resilient and stronger communities.
Thank you so much.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, please share with a friend. The Real Play City Challenge miniseries aims to shed light at inspiring playful placemaking. If you are an urban practitioner, a placemaker, a public servant at a city working on playful placemaking, you can apply for the Real Play City Challenge Award today. The Real Play City Challenge is a competition that celebrates and awards inspiring cities and placemakers who create environments that give people time, space, and opportunities to play. The challenge is being organized by the Real Play Coalition together with Placemaking X, and we are now inviting submissions for 2022. For more information, please visit www.realplaycitychallenge.org. Thanks for listening.